MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovar. While drivers across the country are feeling the pinch at the pump, New Mexico is seeing a financial windfall. When lawmakers were in session earlier this year, the state was receiving $58 per barrel of oil. Now that figure has climbed to $73, generating an extra $850 million in revenue for the state. That money is headed to education, Medicaid, behavioral health, and the Early Childhood Trust Fund, which helps pay for the state's new universal child care program. But there's a cautionary note. If prices keep climbing, economists warn it could trigger a recession. The silver lining for New Mexico, thanks to its oil and gas reserves, the state could weather an economic downturn for up to 2 years. But with that boom comes a push for greater accountability from state officials. New Mexico's State Land Office Commissioner Stephanie Garcia Richard is pushing for tougher financial requirements on oil and gas operators drilling on state lands. Under her proposal, companies would be required to post a $150,000 bond per well before drilling begins. That's a significant jump from the current requirements, which range from $10,000 to $25,000. The money would guarantee companies can properly plug and clean up wells when operations end. The reason for the push, a 2025 Legislative Finance Committee report found plugging roughly 1,400 orphan wells across the state could cost between $700 million and $1.6 billion. The proposal would also require oil and gas operators to file annual reports with the state land office covering inactive wells, plugged wells, spills, and more. And some of that oil revenue is already making a difference. New Mexico still has 12,000 children in need of childcare, they say, and state leaders are working to change that. A new law taking effect July 1st removes zoning restrictions from in-home daycare providers. Supporters say the change will especially help families in rural communities. The move comes after lawmakers approved universal free childcare, which launched last November, bringing nearly 300 new providers into the field since then. Kate Noble, president and CEO of Growing Up New Mexico, says expanding access matters beyond just childcare. It allows families, in particular women, to enter the workforce. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.